Blog Talk Radio.
Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. And do not be still, O God, for behold, your enemies make a loud noise, and those who hate you lift up their head. They have taken crafty. Crafty means clever, sly, cunning, or deceptive counsel against your people. And consulted means to seek advice together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Doesn't that sound like black folks being cut off in the United States of America? Let's read on. That the name of Israel may not be remembered no more. But they have consulted, again, consulted means to seek advice, together with one consent. And a consent is an agreement. They form a confederacy. A confederacy, of course, you know, is a union against you. The tents of Edom, that's one. And the Ishmaelites, that's two. That's in the confederacy. Moab, three. And the Hagarites, that's four. Gebal, that's five. Ammon, six. And Amalek, that's seven. Philistia, that's eight, with the inhabitants of Tyre, that's nine. Assyria also has joined them. So that's 10 groups of people in the confederacy. They have helped the children of Lot deal with them as with Midian. That confederacy, to me, sounds like a confederacy has been formed against the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. also known as Obamacare. Let's read on. As with Sisera, as with Jabin in the Brook of Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became a refuge. Refuge means worthless on the earth. Make their nobles like Orup and like Zia. Yes, all their prince like Zeba and Zamona, who said, let us take for ourselves the pastures of God for a possession. And that, to me, that's Solomon's temple in Israel. Oh, my God, make them like the whirlwind dust. And whirlwind dust is like tornado dust to me. Like the shaft before the wind. And the shaft is like a thin layering layer that's on a peanut. If you get a peanut out of its shell, it has a thin layer. As the fire burns the wood, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire, and I'm thinking mountains on fire, that would be a bit volcano. So pursue. Pursue means to chase or to follow them with your tempest. And a tempest is a violent storm. And frighten them with your storm. Fear their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Yah. Let them be confounded. Confounded means confused. And dismayed. Dismayed means horrified. Forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish. Perish means to die or death. That men may know that you, whose name alone is Yah, and the Most High over all the earth. I have read to you Psalms 83 in its entirety. In my book, it reads, Prayer to Frustrate Conspiracy Against Israel. Now, let me just, when I see the word frustrate and conspiracy, let me tell you what it, the way that I read this. Prevent, well, and that's, instead of saying frustrate, I say in my mind, prevent, foil, or stop. Because that's what frustrate means to me. And then conspiracy means plan, plot, or scheme. So when I read this Psalms 83, in my mind, what pops up is prayer to stop plot against Israel. I have again read to you Psalms 83. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Now, who says that we should pray with our heads bowed down? I've not read that in the Bible yet. Perhaps it is. But maybe we should look up to heaven when we pray. Or even open our eyes. Why should our eyes be closed? I know that we're giving reverence to God. Well, do it your way. God knows what you're doing. Let's pray, sheep. Our Father God in heaven, creator of everything, we sheep thank you for allowing us to humble ourselves in prayer to you. We thank you for your constant protection from the evil one who follows and bothers us at every opportunity it has. Thank you for allowing us to make right choices in life that will allow us to get into your kingdom, our Father God. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Father God, we thank you for your love, your kindness, and your mercy towards us, your sheep, by sending your son and providing this Bible for us to have a roadmap to get into your kingdom. Most of all, Heavenly Father God, we thank you for giving us sane, sound mind. Excellent health, love, family, courage, patience, wealth and money, prosperity in all things, and most of all, our Father God. I thank you for awakening us, your people, and all people from this deep sleep that we have been in to know your truth. Thank you for allowing your truth to be brought forth. This, let me say amen to that prayer. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your day of rest and to keep holy. You'll find that in the book, Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. I want you to have your Bible. I read from the New King James Version. Your pen, pencil, paper, notepad, or notebook, just to take notes, just in case I say something that you may want to remember, you'll be able to jot it down. Of course, you have the option to go to Blog Talk Radio and look up the Feed My Sheep show. That's where you'll find my programs. You can look at them all, listen to them all. Perhaps you'll say, I will have said something you don't know. Sheep, come, follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. Now, last time I stopped off at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4, but I want to start reading from chapter 45, verse 1, instead of where I left off. Let's read. It's entitled Cyrus, God's Instrument. Now, if you don't know who Cyrus is or was, go back to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28, and it tells you who Cyrus is. And according to Yah, he says, he is my shepherd. So Cyrus is a shepherd of God. Chapter 45 of Isaiah, verse 1 reads, thus says Yah to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue. Subdue means to defeat, to overcome, or to conquer nations before him, and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. Wow, they had bars of iron back then? Now, that's news to me. I know that we have bars of iron today on our doors of our homes. At least some of us do. Verse 3, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, Yah, who called you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have been called. Let me read that again. I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am Yah, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird. Gird means to encircle or put a circle around you, though you have not known me. Come on, folks. Come on, my black people in the United States of America, or they call us African Americans. Verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting, that there is none besides me. I am Yah, and there is no other. That's our God. Verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. Well, what's calamity? Yeah, you're right. It is tragedy. It is disaster. I, Yah, do all these things. Verse 8, rain down, you heavens. And it has an S here. So that tells us that there is more than one heaven. From above, let the skies, and skies has IES on it, so that tells me that there is more than one sky, pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let bring forth salvation. Well, what is salvation? To me, salvation is deliverance. And let the righteousness, that's justify us, spring up together. I, Yah, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the postured strive with the postures of the earth. Now, the postures are broken pieces of ceramic. So what he is saying to me is let those who were made of ceramic by the potter strive with the potter, but those who I have made, let them strive with me. So God has made us. This is what I am understanding. Let's read on. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall the handiwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you beginning? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says Yah, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, more than one, and concerning the works of my hand. You command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. It was I, my hands, that stretched out the heavens and all their host. I have commanded. Excuse me, I need to burp. Verse 13 of chapter 45 of Isaiah. I have raised him up in righteousness. And what is righteousness? That's protection. I believe I need to look the word righteousness up. Let's continue, verse 13. And I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. And he's talking about Cyrus. And let my exiles go free. Uh-oh, United States of America. Not for the price nor reward, says Yah of hosts. And host means an army or many. Let's read. We'll start at verse 14. Yah, the only Savior. That brings us to today's reading. Yah, the only Savior. So we're at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 14. Let's read. Thus says Yah, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush. Well, Cush nowadays is known as Ethiopia, and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains. Okay, world who came to the United States of America in chains. Yes, some of us black folk, although there were already blacks settled in the United States of America. Why would I say that? Because you had some black folks who were freed and some who were brought as slaves. Let's read on. We're still in verse 14. And they shall bow down to you. They will make supplication. Supplication is asking prayer to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other God. There is no other God. Well, they were wrong. Verse 15. Truly, you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. That's true. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together, who are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved by Yah with an everlasting salvation. Salvation is deliverance and redemption. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever. For thus said Yah, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am Yah, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. And vain means uselessness or worth fruitlessness. I, Yah, speak righteousness. Righteousness, again, to me, that's truth. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you who have escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge. Who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God that cannot save? Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient times? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, Yah, and there is no other God besides me? I, a just God and a Savior. So we must understand that God is just and is a Savior. He is our Savior. And I want you all to also know that I read this Bible from an Afrocentric point of view. After reading this Bible for the last 3.5 years, I have come to believe that black folks in the United States of America that was brought here in chains are the true and real Israelites. There is none besides me. Now, why would I say that? I tell you to read the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 9, because who are saying that they are Israelis, they were brought there in 1948, brought by the United States as well as the United Nations, I think. I'm not good at history. Sometimes I remember stuff. Sometimes I don't. Let's continue reading. I stopped then. Off at verse 44, and I do ramble. Sometimes I ramble and ramble, but I want to finish up chapter 45 today. Look to me and be saved, all of you, ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Amen to that. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness. and shall not return debt to every debt to me. Every knee shall bow. So we're going to bow down to God, whether you like it or not, whether you rule this country or not, whether you mistreat people or not. Every tongue shall take an oath. My other Bible says every tongue will confess. He shall say, surely in Yah I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed. Incensed means angry at him. In Yah, all the descendants of Israel shall be glorified and shall glory. Amen. I have read to you entire chapter 45. Now, let's get started with chapter 46, Dead Idols of the Living God. Baal bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beasts and on cattle. Your carriages were heavy reloaded, a burden to the wearied beast, to the tired beast. Weary means tired. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnants of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age. I am he, even to gray hairs. I will carry you. I have made you, and I will bear. Excuse me. I have made, and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. We're going to stop here and pick up reading next time at chapter 46, verse 5. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, thank you for your constant protection of us sheep from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We also thank you for your giving us this day our daily bread, and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. We pray that prayer in Jesus' name, or in Yah's name. We also thank you for giving us peace in mind. Amen. Remember sheep. Oh, first I want to tell you to get this book. Go to www.eatandliving.com. We sheep cannot just eat anything. For you sheep who are still in the Sunday churches and you have your potlucks, you stay away from the swine. Do not eat. Remember, take our Father God in heaven with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. God loves you. Jesus is love.
We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.